Okay, today's daf is daf Dalid, and we're up to the last two words on daf Gimel on the Beis, the Omar of Yeshua ben Levi. Further, Ma'amar of Yeshua ben Levi, that has to do with the cities, the differences between the dates of the Rahim and the Mukafotul Ma, is that Lod, Ono, and Gechar Hashim are considered to be Mukafotul Ma, Mimod Yeshua ben Nun. So that these were cities in the Binyamin area, as is mentioned in Divrei Hayamim, and what he's saying is that the cities that we know of those names are considered to be Mukafot Oma Miyoshua Benun, despite the fact that there are indications they were built later, which is what the Gemara now asks. Vahani Yoshua Benani, these cities were built by Yoshua. Va'al Pa'al Benani, we know that later on, after it lists the Bnei Binyamin and the various families of Binyamin, it lists the Bnei Al Pa'al. Has now his children were Evron, Misham, Shemer, and then goes back to describe the things that he did. Hu bana et Ono vet Lod no doubt. So that means at least the Lod and Ono were certainly built much later. And how do you say that they were there at the time of the Knesset of the Haaretz? Ask the Gemara of the time there. I mean, if that's going to bother you, that every time that we find that a city is built, it must mean that it couldn't have been there earlier. What are you going to do with the fact that you should ask was built even later? Because obviously Asa banani. I mean, it does say banani. Yehuda at that point already included Binyamin because the Malchi Yehuda already was Sholet on Binyamin. We know, as Rashi brings up, we know from the Rehayomi that certainly there were cities that says Beferish that Asa took care of in Binyamin. So when he says Revitzrod Yehuda, clearly including these cities also. And why not assume that they were including Ono and Lod? So therefore, what you're going to have to say is that Omar Rabbi Elazar Hani Mukafot. Indeed, these cities originally were in the Chelek Ben Yamin from the time of the Ganim at the time of the Yoshua Ben Nun. Choruv b'mei Pelegish b'Givat. It says Beferish that during the war, during the civil war of Pelegish b'Givat, it says that all of the cities, whatever cities were there in Ben Yamin, were burned to the ground, which means that they had been destroyed. So that means that later on, when El Baal, things were got back to normal, El Baal came on the scene, he went ahead and then after that, after that, they went into disrepair. And now came along Asa, and he repaired the cities. And that's what it means when it says Vayiven Arevitz Rod. And makes a lot of sense if you take a look in the Pasuk, points out the Gemara. Because Dekanami, Dekhi Vayomelu Yehuda, Nivne et Ha'arim Ha'ela. When in his suggestion for the work and taxes that were going to be needed for rebuilding those cities, he calls them cities. He doesn't say, let us build, embark on a building project to build what will be a city. He says these cities, I mean, so they existed at that time, obviously were in need some important renovation. So he went ahead and he suggested it's time to engage in the modern equivalent of the rebuilding. No. They have the renewal, downtown renewal, the urban renewal project, type of renewal of Lod and Ono. Mechlal de Arim Havo Mikara, since he's referring them to them as extended cities, obviously they existed before, and that's exactly what Yeshua ben Levi is pointing out. It's not only they existed before us at the time of El Pa'al, they existed from the time of Yeshua ben Nun as well. Does Rav Barnea want to show us something on the map?
See what Lod is.
Further dinim mentioned by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Nashim Chayavot ben Mikra Megillah Shafen Ayu Boto Anes. Women are also chayav in Mikra Megillah because they too were included in that miracle. And we know that we have a standing purish of the Rashbam wherever we have this. We've had these words mentioned in terms of Hanukkah and in terms of Pesach and in all three cases the Rashbam is Masber that Afem Ayu Boto Anes means that the Iker Anes was done by women. Though we have Esther in the story of Yehudi, we have the which Tosfos here, and usually just quotes the Rashbam, Tosfos over here, but it takes Rashi's position and says that if that's the case, why does it say they too, which means they're secondary, and it should be that they were the main source of the Nes. Rather strange to call Esther her she too. So therefore, Tosfos suggests here what Rashi usually suggests. Over here, Rashi switches. It says indeed it does. In the other cases, he says it's because the Gzirat Hashmad was also basically against them, and therefore they too are included. included. That he says here as well. So Rashi himself points out that our Gemara here means that Esther was the source of the neder. He takes on over there in our Gemara the pshat that the Rashbam says everything. Otherwise, it would have been Azman Gorma. Yeah. Okay, it also does. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Purim shechal liyot b'Shabbat. Sholim v'dorshim binyano shel yom. If Purim comes out on Shabbos, and now I cannot read the Megillah on Shabbos as it says in the Mishnah, then what you do is you get somebody to go through a drasha on the Megillah Teser, and it's writing about Megillah Teser, on Shabbat itself, which would have been the day that you were reading it, the 14th of the week, as the case may. Ask the Gemara, what's the Kiddush in that? May I Purim? I mean, that's how you would Purim. I feel a yom tam nami. The Tanya Moshe to get in the Israel. Shalim v'dorshim binyano shel yom v'pesach 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 v'pesach. Why wouldn't there be a halacha when it comes to Purim? Tosfos is a little bit bothered. What do you say? My Ari in Purim? We don't have that. This is a completely different halacha. It's something that's taking the place of the Megillah. So why? Tosfos says he thinks maybe the pshat is like this, that I would have said that Purim, because of the fact that we didn't have the din of Dorshim Purim, so then he's coming and telling me now the Chiddush, that despite the fact we don't have the drasha before, we go ahead and we darshan it Boba Yom. But the truth is that on Yom Tovim, where we do have a chiyuv of drasha for 2 weeks or a month before, that nonetheless it does say in the pasuk "Vayidaber Moshe et Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael" to tell me that on the same day he repeated that law. So if even though I've been working on this for a month, for 2 weeks, depending on which sheet, I would still learn it in the day. Why would I think that Purim would be less? I mean, obviously, Purim, where I didn't do it before, I would do it on the day. What's the chiddush? Therefore, answers the Gemara, the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is that Ma'atatem and being as now this drasha would take the place of the Iker Limud, the Iker Kriyat HaMegillah, the people would be very excited. Maybe they would come with their Megillahs to show. So we should make the Gezerah that Rabba made, the famous Gezerah of Rabba that we'll get to later, but we all know. So we should be just be makbid, forget about the Megillah on Shabbos completely. Not in terms of Kriyat HaMegillah, not in terms of the drasha of the Megillah Kamashmalan. Therefore, he wants to let us know, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that much there's no kashat. To be Yetzer Chiyah from the Megillah, okay, people will go. To hear a drasha, they'll carry the Megillah, there's no kashat. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chayav adam nikrot et HaMegillah balayla, lishnota bayom. There is a chiyav. Now, what this sounded like is in Hebrew, what it would normally mean is, you do the Kriyat HaMegillah at night, and you learn the Mishnayot in the day. Lishnota, so you go through the Mesechet Megillah in the daytime, and Mikra Megillah in the nighttime. That's what it sounds like. Shenemar, and he brings a raya from the Pozik Elokai, Ekrayo Mam Velota Aneva Laila, Velodumiali. So this was the Mizmor, which is Kineged Esther, Ayelot HaShachar, Mizmor Chavet. And we know that whole Mizmor is Merames to whatever happened at that time. And here she says clearly that there were two separate Sahrais, so the Sahra Balaila, Sahra Biyom, Sikineged, the Avoda of Esther. We should now be Isaac in the Megillah Balaila Ubiyom. Now, Sovor Mina. They thought that meant Mekaria Balaya Malamita Matita Didabiyamama. Read the Megillah out of the Megillah at night, and then be Doresh and read over the Mishnayos and the Dinim during the day. Ombarlo Rabbi Yirmiya. No, gentlemen, you're making a big mistake. This is not meant in classic Hebrew. This is meant the way people use it now. They would say, if you're talking Arabic, you'd say, Avar Parshat Adavatnaya. I'm gonna go over the Parsha and then I'm gonna repeat it. I've got to Azer. That's what it means. The Shnotai is using in that sense to review something once again. And what he meant was that you chayev to do it in the night, and if I have to do it once again, the Kriyat HaMegillah in the daytime. And indeed, Itmar Nami Amar Chaba Amarula Bira Chayav Adam Likrot Et HaMegillah Balayla Shnotai Bayom. Not because of the way in which it's Bechuvan Kineged the Tsar of Esther, but Adarabe, it's Bechuvan Kineged the Simcha, because it says indeed in Mizmor Shechem Megalapayt David, which we darshan in the Rashi brings over here, the Pesikur Kana is darshan Kineged Mordechai Esther, and it says Histarta Panecha over there. Histarta Panecha Yitinivhal. Histarta Panecha is clearly a reference. reference to Esther. He taught the Hatarat HaSak Zaki. What's that referring to? The Zak Mordechai. It goes through all of the drushes over there. There it says, L'man yizamecha chavod v'lo yidom Hashem Elokai le'olam odeka. So there are two things. There's no dimama and there's le'olam odeka. That means that there's two separate kriyot. The very important tosis over here is brought la'alochas, and we say the bracha anyway of the shefianu biyom, even if it is, I mean, we have kavon, it should be yotz, the mitzvah say yom, so tosis says because the ikar here anyway is biyamama, not balayla, which is counterintuitive. People make such a big fuss over the kriya balayla, but the ikar chiyuv of the kriya is actually biyom, because niskarim v'naasim, we know all the other chiyuvim are only in the daytime. But the ikar chiyuv is in the daytime from the hekesh. It's just that over here we're saying that even though niskarim biyom chayav v'krota balayla, that's the word. There shouldn't be a demama at all, but certainly the ikar time is together with the time of the sudas and the other mitzvot. Elo shakvarim makdimim leyom haknisa. Omrei b'chanina. Chachamim ikilo lakvarim liyot makdimim leyom haknisa kedei sheyesapku mayim u'mazon lachem shebekrotim. And the mashmaut over here, as we mentioned this earlier, that there is the reason for the din of makdimim leyom haknisa sounds like in order to provide the requirement for the b'nei hakrachim that people are going to be needing a lot of liquor and a lot of food and so on. Somebody's got to do the dirty work. So let the kvarim read earlier. That way they'll be available for the supply chain. I mean, that's the Gemara. You're telling me that the point of the takonovia was for the krachim's sake? That we have the kvarim b'makim l'maknisa in order that they should be free to help the krachim. That's what you're saying. But that's not true. I don't know anything about that anymore. It says in the Mishnah, Taliot b'sheni, korim v'ayarot gedolot korim bo bayom. It says over here, if Yud Dalet is a Yom HaKnisa, so it's a Monday, so then the Kvarim read on the Monday. V'imita, if the whole idea over here is to get the Kvarim to read on a different day, they should be reading like on the previous Thursday. When the previous Thursday is the 10th of Adar. You said you can't be mocked. That's not a question. And over there, you would have Achadasar, I'm sorry, where are we? V'imita, Likviyama, fine. The next case. If you're right, here there's no problem. Instead of reading on Thursday, they could read previous Monday, and that only takes them back to the 11th. It's fine. So if that's the case, that's a different thing. It has to make sense. I'll tell you why we would allow it to be done. But allow what to be done? Allowing that something that makes sense to be done. I mean, obviously, we're taking into consideration the fact that a Yom HaKnisa would be the time that the Kvarim could easily read. Okay, so put the two together in order to establish the supply chain for the Krachim. So we'll give this opportunity for the Kvarim. Anyway, it's Yom HaKnisa. It's absurd for us to go back for one Yom HaKnisa to be another Yom HaKnisa.
So this would apply for both of them, right?
This doesn't prove anything yet. Yeah, of course this would apply for both. You mean we don't need the Teretz now that it's a Siri? Yeah.
The Teretz
is very weak. We have a Raya from a Pusik. That's weak.
Oh, you mean
the Yamim Kayamim? We can't go back to the tent. That's right. So we start with the Avi, the Morta, obviously. So then we go to expense. Toshma, Omer Rav Yehuda. Aim, Batai, Bebakom, Shedechasim, Besheni, Vechamishim. Remember Rav Yehuda in the next Mishnah. When do we say this Alokha, the Kvarma, Matim, the Yom HaKnisa, Dafka, where there is a Yom HaKnisa? So if you have Dafka, Bez, the Netzioch, Besheni, Vechamishim, fine. Abu, Bebakom, Shein, Nechasim, Besheni, Vechamishim. Where you have all days basically the same. Things are running all the time. You go to court any day. You come in any day. So, Mokom, Shein, Nechasim, Besheni, Vechamishim, if the din would be, what's the problem of saying that there's a general rule of going to Yom HaKnisa just because we shouldn't aim it less of Shein V'chamishi? So therefore the Krachim shouldn't get their takana. Mavsidu l'Krachim. Anyway, you're saying the B'nei HaKforim have to come into town sometime. So they're coming to Yom HaKnisa. Bishleib, if they're coming in on a Yom HaKnisa anyway, say go back to another Yom HaKnisa. That is insane. But you're saying they're going to have to come in, so make this the day they come in, and that way you're going to be Yotze. What you need to do for the poor people who won't have enough schnapps on Purim, so that you can make the takana for the B'nai HaKrachim as well. So clearly it can't be the takana of the Krachim. Therefore we'll have to change. Ela ema not kedei shi yisaku ma'im mazon le'acheim shebekrachim. I said, what happened to the good stuff? Is it water? Food? Purim? Water? So say because they do so, in other words, in honor, in recognition of the central role that the villagers play in our lives, we allow them the rights to come in when it it convenient for them, not when it's convenient necessarily for the Kohen. Ketzer. Kal yot b'sheni b'shabbat kvarim v'ayarot gedolot korim bo b'yom. You know, the Mishnah is a little bit confusing. I mean, the Mishnah starts off with the order. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, right? Then when it comes to explain it, it says, and here's how it works out on the 14th, and here's how it works out on the 15th, here's how it works out on the 13th, here's how it works out on the 12th, and here's how it works out on the 11th. We go in order. You make up your mind. You're going to do 10, 11, I mean 11, 12, 13. You're going to go backwards. So why is it, asks the Gemara, that when the ratio of the Mishnah is not Sidur the Yarcha, you go according to the days of the month in order. How come in the next piece we start going out from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, which is bringing the days back to Yud Aleph slowly? Because I did the top. If you're going to start going backwards, you're going to have to work backwards in the week. You're going to end up getting me. Like this, we give you a forward. You know, it doesn't say beferish in the Mishnah that, and that is the 11th. That would confuse you. It leaves it up to the readers. The reader, and that's how it works out, Yud Aleph. Okay, fine. I'm not saying it. But to say something backwards is going to create problems in the gears. They always go forward, despite the paper. They always get things backwards. But Lamaisa, if you always go forward, you go 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The only time where Sunday comes out to be the end of the calendar. Okay, now we have an interesting case. As we pointed out in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is not all that intuitive. Because either what happens when Purim comes out on a Shabbat is that we push things off to the previous day, or we should push things off to the previous Yom HaKnisah. The Mishnah is very inconsistent. The Mishnah says like this, that in a case where you have, take a look back in your Mishnah, Chaliyot Be'erev Shabbat. So what's our problem there? If the 14th comes out on an Erev Shabbat, then that means that the Ayarot, the Kvarim HaMukafot, the Arim HaMukafot, are not going to be able to read the Megillah. So what do they do? It says over here, okay, the Kvarim, they do what they always do. They go back to the Yom HaKnisah, but what we do for the Mukafot Chomaz, we push them back one day, Erev Shabbat. They don't go back to Yom HaKnisah, which means that we end up with a situation where the Ayarot Gedolot without a Chomah and the cities with a Chomah, Mukafot Chomah, both read the same day. So they're reading on the 14th, but we will not push off the Mukafot Chomah to the Yom HaKnisah. Okay, so I can understand. You always go one day back. Why should I go all the way back? But then it says that in a case where the 14th comes out on Shabbos, so then what we do is, if we don't go to the 13th for the Ayarot Gedolot, instead the Kfarim and the Ayarot Gedolot are Magdim in the Karm the Yom HaKnisah. Why the inconsistency? When it comes to the Mukafot Chomah, we push the Baf only by one day. They go back to Erev Shabbat. But when Purim comes out, Yud Dalet comes out on a Shabbat, so then we push them back 2 days so that the Ayarot will end up on a Yom HaKnisah. Explain to me the logic of that. So the Gemara now is looking for who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Masnisin Mani. Who is the author of the Mishnah who says that the Mukafot Chomah should end up reading on the same day as the Ayarot Gedolot if the 15th ends up on a Shabbat? It means for the case of the Mishnah of the 14th coming out on Erev Shabbat. Says the Gemara, well, there's two possible Tanas that could hold that. There's Rebbe, perhaps, and there's Rebbe Yossi. Now, there's two machlokas in here. First, let's take a look at Rebbe. My Rebbe, Tanya Chaliyot Be'erev Shabbat, 14th that falls on a Friday. So the Kvarim va'ayarot gedolot makdimim liyom aknisa umukafim choma korim bo bayom. Aha, now this is interesting. So according to this approach, what we do is, sort of everybody gets messed up over here. If the Erev Shabbos now is the 14th, and the 15th people are in problem, they got a problem, what are they going to do? So okay, indeed they go back now, and they read it on the 14th. But then we'll take the normal ayarot gedolot without the mukafot choma, we'll push them back to the Yom HaKnisah. This is a whole new approach. So this is not the approach in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, this Mukafot Chomah and the Arim Gedolot read on the same day, on the 14th. In this Braita, the Tanakam, this Braita holds, no, we will not have the Ayarot reading on the same day as the Mukafot Chomah. So although I agree with the Tan of the Mishnah to push the Mukafot Chomah off only by one day, but in order to avoid a situation where Mukafot Chomah are reading on the same day as the Arei HaPrazi, I push back the Arei HaPrazi to read on Thursday, so that they're together with the Kfarim. This is a variant. Definitely not what our Mishnah said. But Rebbe Omer, here's the first month Yom HaMishnah could be going according to. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, I say, Lo yidachu ayarot mimekoman. Why should we push off from their normal day the ayarot? The 14th is an Erev Shabbat. You can read on the Erev Shabbat. Let them read it today. Therefore, elu ve'elu korim bo bayom. I say both read on the 14th, and the kvarim indeed are on the 13th, and that's our mission. My time at the Tanakama, boy, it's a wild shot, the Tanakama over here, is that we push off not only the mukafot choma, but because we pushed off the mukafot choma, we should push off the ayarot as well, and get them to the Yom HaKnisa. What logic is there in that? My time at the Tanakama, techiv b'chol shana v'shana. You'll notice that it says, by the posik, kibu v'kiblu ha-yehudim, and so on, it says, liyot osim et shnei hayamim ha-ele, b'chol shana v'shana. Now, what does that say? I mean, obviously, b'chol shana v'shana. I mean, if you're rubikam, on yourself, azaram achreyem. I mean, what did we think it meant? Once in a generation? I mean, it means the Hebrew. So the b'chol shana v'shana is trying to tell us that there needs to be a consistency in the observance of Purim, so that no matter what happens, and if some weirdo comes along and decides that there's a problem with reading the Megillah on Shabbos one day and makes a gezeirah, we're going to have to preserve the Iker Takana of Purim b'chol shana v'shana, no matter what the case is, which would mean that we obviously can't preserve it completely. Therefore, says the Tanakhama, I think it means like this. The essential point to preserve is that ma kol shana v'shana, ayarot kodmot l'mukafim. It's not true that the focus in the Megillah was on Alkena, Yehudim, Aprazim, and so on, are going to keep these days on Yom Yudalit. Okay, so in other words, you're telling me that the Yom Arba'asar and Yom Chamishasar, the relationship of the 14 readers to the 15 readers, has to be kept b'chol shana v'shana. Now, if somebody ends up making a gezeira that makes that impossible, what are we going to do? What we're going to do is we're going to have to shift the whole thing back. If we shift it back, you still have first the Arei Aprazi and then the Mukafot Choma, and it's not a problem because we have our other pasuk telling us that Mi'ikar Adin, the 14th is good and the 13th is good, so there's no problem. So I'll keep the B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma She'en Ken, Rebbe said, no, that's not how to read the pasuk. And in fact, Mora asked, why don't we just say Eima B'chol Shana V'Shana, like Rebbe obviously is going to learn. Ma Kol V'Shana V'Shana Eini Dachin Ayarot Mimekoman. Why not say the important point is that the Ayarot should always be on the 14th. Afkan Lo Yidachu Ayarot Mimekoman. Maybe that's the important point. No, that's certainly not the most important point. Shani Ach V'Lo Efshar. I can't say that Lo Yidachu Ayarot Mimekoman. So in other words, assuming, and the reason for this may very well be because it isn't really true. If there is a gezeira that's going to affect the people in the Mukafot Choma, the same gezeira will affect the Ayarot when it comes out to be the 14th comes out to be on a Shabbat. I can't say that that's the given. That can't be the quality that's given. The quality that's given is something that we want to be able to preserve. So this is what we can always preserve. So why do we have to preserve Lo Yidachu Mimekoman? So therefore, says the Gemara, look, Shani Hacha Delo Efshar. I mean, in this case, that's not the most important thing, and it's not possible to preserve the most important thing if I do that. So therefore, let me shift the whole thing back.
It won't be done then.
It won't be done. The Rebbe, my time. So what's Rebbe say? Rebbe says, on the contrary, I say Kol Shana V'Shana indeed refers to the most important point, which is that Ein Ayarot Yidachu Mimekoman. Assuming that nothing affects the Ayarot, then it's a given that the 14th is Purim. That's the Ikar Din of Purim. So I'm certainly not going to change the Ikar Din of Purim because of something now that happens to the Mukafot. So therefore, Afkan Lo Yidachu Ayarot Mimekoman. By the way, I just noticed this morning in the Tukachinsi Ruah that indeed he doesn't call Shushan Purim Shushan. He's very careful. He calls it Purim de Mukafim u Shushan. And he puts in, and if you live in Shushan. But it's too different.
I thought it was like you. Maybe
they didn't even quote Shushan on that. The aim of Echol Shana V'Shana, why not do it the way the Tanakhama said it? That Marko Shana V'Shana Ayarot Kodmot Mukafin Afkanami Ayarot Kodmot Mukafin says Rebbe. Look, I mean, that's why would that be the relationship between the two of them? Why would that be what's essential? What's essential is to stick to the day. That's what it's saying. Ayamima Ela B'chol Shana V'Shana. Okay, so I'll stick to the day. If I don't have to leave the day, Shani Yachadal Efshar. So this is now the first way we can learn our mission, like Rebbe. Now, there's also a possibility that it's Rebbe Yossi, because there's another Braita that says that if the 14th comes out on an Erev Shabbat, and this is another Shabbat, that then everybody reads on the 13th. Erev Shabbat is the 14th. But what happens? The Mukafim have to go back. So the Mukafim go back to read on the 13th.
So what's in the Thursday?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Once we push you away all the way back. Ah, you come out reading before the regular people? So, anyway, I can't read on my day. So therefore, in such a case, everybody, meaning even the mukafim, as opposed to our mission, where only Ayarot would go back in cases of the 13th, even the mukafim go back to the 13th. And the other people, they remain where they are. Ayarot, Gedol, Karim, Bopayon. So now we have three possibilities. One possibility is that the 15ers read together with the 14ers, and the 13ers remain where they are. The other possibility is that the 15ers go back to the 14ers, and the 14ers add themselves to the 13ers. The other possibility is the 15ers go back to the 13ers and leave the 14ers where they are, which reverses things completely, but okay. All right. So that's this Tana of the Bride, this Tana Kappa. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, in arguing with this Tana, ends up basically saying the same thing as Rebbe, and Rabbi Yossi, ain mukafim kod min la'yarot, you can't do that. You can't have the mukafim coming out earlier to read on the 13th than the regular people on the 14th. Therefore, what to do is to have the mukafim and the ayarot reading on the same day. So we move them back only to the 14th. My time at the Tana Kama. What exactly now is the logic over here today? The thief, again, the kosha navishana. This Tana Kama holds that the kosha navishana that needs to be preserved is just like kosha navishana. The ayarot arba'asar. But that arba'asar is not the same day, because we learn out from Zmanehem that Zman Oshazel lo kizman Oshazel. So it's not an isolated phenomenon. When we say that they read on the 14th, we mean they read on the 14th, which is not the day that the mukafim read. That's all part of the same statement. So how can you take now the mukafim, send them back to the 14th, in which case now the 14ers, the 15ers are reading on the Sunday, same day? You can't do that. So Afkan ayarot bi'arba'asar, you'll have to say that the 14ers, they have their same day. Why not? I mean, it's not Shabbos. And the Zman Oshazel lo Zman Oshazel, which forces us, the only possible conclusion is that the 15ers have to join the 13ers. What else are we going to do? Why not read Koshana Vishana, my Koshana Vishana, Ein Mukafin Kod Min La'yarot? Why not say the important ingredient is that in every year first comes the prosy and then comes from the Mukafin? Afkan Ein Mukafin Kod Min La'yarot, which forces us to throw off the ayarot back to the 13th so that we can get the 13th and 14th. No, Shani offered the low efsha. Again, assuming that that's the essential idea, is that the ayarot, Purim is the 14th without Mukafin on the 14th. That's the essential idea. That's a tragedy. It's low efsha. What am I? I can't leave them on the 15th. I just move them to the 13th. That's more important. And my time at Rabbi Yossi, who says the way our Mishnah says, he says, look, b'kol shana v'shana, he says the important thing is, ma kol shana v'shana, ein mukafin kod min la'yarot, hafkan, ein mukafin kod min la'yarot. Okay, but why would I bring it back? I mean, that's a complete reversal. Isn't it far more striking that a reversal is not preservation of the standard word? It sure seems to me that it's a backwards word. I'm going to call it a Purim Hafel. So then it's for sure not a normal Purim. So if that's the case, we preserve it this way, that we have the Ayarot on their day, and the Mukafin go back a day. The Ema B'chol Shana V'Shana, my Chol Shana V'Shana, Zman HaShoseh, Lav Zman HaShoseh, Avkan Zman HaShoseh, Lav Zman HaShoseh. But, I mean, are we not agreed that there's a normative din of Purim, that they read on different days? Yes, we do. But we also agree that they read in the correct order. And therefore, we need better to preserve that in Shani Och. What am I supposed to do? Wait a minute, so you're coming out now that according to Rebbe, the Ayarot are left on the 14th, and we will not take the Ayarot and give them back to the Yom HaKadisa. As you say, Rebbe, we don't want to move back to Yom HaKadisa. That's not true. But Tanya Chaluyot B'Shabbat. What happens now if the 14th is not Erev Shabbat? It's on Shabbat itself. Okay, the Kvarim have no problem, because anyway, they're reading on Thursday. So the Kvarim are like even on Makinisa. What do the Ayarot Gedolot do? The Ayarot Gedolot, according to the Tana Kama, they're Kvarim be'erev Shabbat. They go back one day. Of course, there's no problem on Sunday. Mukofot Choma read on Sunday. But Rebbe said, Omer Ani, Ho'il v'nitchu Ayarot b'mekomam yidachu l'yom haknisa. Well, which is, of course, the way we have it. Once already they're not going to be reading on the normal day, but have them go all the way back to Thursday. Why would they read erev Shabbat? Let them read on the same day that the Kvarim reading. And therefore, according to Rebbe, now he's contradicting himself. Before you said that Rebbe holds you never go back to Yom HaKnisah. Here it says, Oh, v'nitchu yidachu l'yom HaKnisah. Says, but first of all, I mean, some kind of question. This is a ridiculous question. Oh, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Hasam zmanam shabbati. Oh, but in this case, they're supposed to be reading on the 14th. And they can't. So we've decided, as Rebbe said, Oh, v'nitchu, anyway you move them. Anyway you move them, I'm saying to Yom HaKnisah. It would like to quote, but I mean, Hachas manam erev Shabbat. about? What kind of logic would it be to say, let us, because of the fact that we're going to have to move the mukafim, so we'll now move the ayarot. And tell me that that's called efsher. I'm saying that's low efsher. You're saying, why is it low efsher? What do you mean, what's the big deal? They have a day that's kavua to read on. Why should we move them? That's what I'm saying. That's not reasonable. But in a case where anyway they can't read on their day. So in Achinami, the ikur connection of the ayarot is indeed to the B'nai HaKfarim. If the B'nai HaKfarim are reading on the Yom HaKnisa, they can also read on the Yom HaKnisa. But the 14th and the 15th, which are the ikur dinim of the kviyut, over there, if I have an opportunity for the mukafot to read on the 14th, not to have to go back to Yom HaKnisa, which is always the case. Because by definition, if the 15th is a problem, then the 14th is open, because we never have 2 days of Shabbat. Oh, no, what 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall on Purim. But other than that, there shouldn't be a problem. At least I got something. So if the 15th is closed, the 14th is open, but the 14th is the Ikar Takana. There's no way to push off to the 15th because of Lo Yavor for the people on the 14th. Okay, so for them, it makes sense to put them on the Yom HaKnisa. It does not make sense to take off the Ikar Takana, 14th of it, which is still available for the Mukafot in a case where Shabbos comes out on the 15th. So therefore, says everything makes perfectly good sense. So Hachazmanam Erev Shabbat. So Kamanaz, Adi Amr Abtaubo, Amr Abuna. That Purim Shechali Yot B'Shabbat HaKol Nidachim LeYom HaKnisa. Here he says, everybody goes back to Yom HaKnisa. First of all, we're asking everybody. There's no way. Why would we push everybody to Yom HaKnisa? Only Dachim. What do you mean? Purim always means the 14th. 14th comes out on Shabbos. I mean, certainly don't mean everybody. Aika Mukafim. The Mukafim are not even affected by this. They're going to be reading tomorrow anyway. So they're going to be Avdi Machar. So the only way of understanding this, Kol HaNitcha, once somebody's pushed off, Yidachel Yom HaKnisa, he should be pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa. Yaman Kirebi. That's going according to Rebbe. How come everybody agrees that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbat? Like, we're taking this for granted. Kuliyama Megillah B'Shabbat. Look, I mean, that's very interesting. Now, one person got up and said, of course, it's not a problem. Read the Megillah. Like, everybody's taking for granted way back in the days of the Tanoim. Nobody ever met Rabbah yet. Everybody's taking this for granted. My time. It means that somehow we're taking for granted that this is the way that it's supposed to be done. Why is that? Omar Rava. Don't look at me, guys. I'm not the one who made this up. I'm only explaining. Hakol chayavim bekriyat Megillah. Everybody's got to give, and therefore everybody's under pressure. Everybody wants to make sure they do their mitzvah correctly. But ain't Hakol bekiyin b'mikra Megillah. So maybe, I mean, my beautiful Megillah, my wife spent $1,200 to get this Megillah. I'm certainly not going to leave it at home. So I need somebody to read it. We'll take it out and find somebody. He may go to somebody who will actually end up reading it for him. Why Dafka Breshut HaRabim? And this is the old story. Why doesn't it just say every time we have this gezerah, it's always this problem. So indeed, Rashi says that what if a guy is in the field somewhere, is in a caravan? There is no Breshut HaYachid. Maybe he's outdoors. I still have this problem. Maybe walk Arbam's with his rabbi. In other places, Rashi does bring us over here, that there's far more opportunity to be metatel Arbam's with his rabbi than to be over on Motzim's with his rabbi. Because, I mean, if you start out in a Carmelite, you're not going to be chayv. If you started out with an Akira that wasn't the Chatil al-Manasseh, you're not going to be chayv. I mean, it is very common once already you're looking and you stop and you talk to a guy, can you do it and start again? So you are aimed, you're going to carry again. I mean, that's very easy to get it. So that's the Iker Gezeran would be chal on everybody, whether you're outdoors or whether you're indoors, like this is all. I'm not indoors anyways. I mean, it's not a Shaila being Maitzi, I can certainly take my wife's Megillah. So this we make one takona that is chal on everybody. Vainu Taima. The same logic over here is why the reason we don't blow a shofar on Shabbat. Vainu Taima, the lulav. Same issue on lulav.
When was the shofar?
Not our sugya.
No, but it would make.
Vainu Taima. You know, it would make a difference whether Rav is at fault. Rav is. I keep saying Rav.
Or if it was mamish, it's one of the it's
a commentary. Not an abridged. Rav Yosef Amar, mipnei einayim shel aniyim nisuot b'mikra megillah. Look, the reason is very simple. Since the takana originally is matanot levyoni, and the aniyim basically are waiting for everybody to get together. They're reading the Megillah, come along the Aniyim, the hordes descend on the shul, they know when everybody is leaving. So now, what a chop. We'll make Mikra Megillah on Shabbos. Sorry, dear Aniyim, I don't have any time. Come back tomorrow. Imagine. So, we can't possibly have Mikra Megillah on Shabbos. that completely different point of view. What? Gezeiras.
That has nothing to do with shofar.
It's nothing to do at all. This is part of the fact that the Megillah goes together with a chiyuv of the matanot levyonim. So it's built into the nature of the game. That's right. No kidding. Tanya Nami. Okay. Afa pisha ruk kvarim agrimim liyom ha-kisa. Although the kvarim go back to the yom ha-kisa, which is not the regular point, govin bo bayom u'mechalkim bo bayom. They will make the collections for the aniyim on that day, and they'll hand it out on that day. What do you mean, even though they said? Isn't that the whole point? Adarav. Mishum da omru. I thought the point that you're making is that since they're going to be reading that Megillah, so therefore they had to make the magbit and the halukah on that day.
Why do you say afalpi?
Obviously, the real meaning of the afalpi is that even though we said that this is a takana specifically in order to yotzi yiriyah, and you would think that the mitzvahs remain on their day, nonetheless, the mitzvahs don't remain on their day either. But the way that you have it is that it's a cause and effect. Doesn't make sense. You're telling me that the reason that I need to make a magbit on the 13th or on the 12th or on the 11th is because of what you just said. You shouldn't say afal gav. You say because. Mishum sha'amru. I mean, ho'il va'amru. Shekvarim akdimim liyom akdimim. Once we made the takana for the Kriyat HaMegillah, we have no choice but to also make the takana for the mitzvah of matanot avyonim. So therefore, govim bo bayom u'mechalkim bo bayom. Bipnei she'an eineyem she'aniyim nisurot b'mikra Megillah. You see, you might have thought that l'maisa, let's say even if you make the magbi, you make a magbi to give to the aniyim on the day, because the ikar matanot levyonim is actually in order to be able to use for borah. So that way they can take the money, they can have it as a borah. If you're going to give them money today, you know perfectly well what's going to happen to that money. I mean, if they're smokers, for sure you know. So therefore, I need now the chiddush to say that even though they're makdim and they're not going to be keeping the mitzvahs on borah, the mishnah, they're not going to be keeping. Nonetheless, they have to give it out on that day because of the sense of the disappointment and the people that are coming and they're waiting. And that we can't do that to them. Aval simcha, indeed, the dinim of the su'udot, purim, and so on, in an oheget, ela bizmana, that din is a din on purim gufa. And the mikra Megillah drags along with it the matanot levyonim for the other reason. Anyway. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lud v'anu v'gei ha'charashim mukafot chomo mi'imot Yeshua ben Unav. What? Ani Yeshua ben Ani al-Pa'al ben Ani. Dechtiv. V'nei al-Pa'al ever mish'am v'shem u'banat u'nov et lod v'notam. V'taymech mi'ishrov re'yesk aser ben Ani. Dechtiv v'ayiven arei mitzurot li v'yuda. Amr Rabbi Lazar. The truth is ani mukafot chomo mi'imot Yeshua ben Unav. They were chorov v'mei pelagish v'giva. Came along al-Pa'al ben Ani. Then Hadar Inpo Ata Asani which Mishapates. Dekanami Rifti Vayomal Yuda Nivnet Ha'arim Ha'elim. If Ha'arim have a Mikarash Mamina. Vyomar of Yeshua Belevin Hashim Chayavot Bimikra Megillah Shafena Yubotanis. Vyomar of Yeshua Belevi Purim Chikaliot Bishabat Shalim Adoshim in Yarushayon. My Ari Purim, affiliant of Nami. The Tanya Moshe Tikain Lam, the Yisrosh Shalim Adosh, Mion Shem, the Pesach of Pesach, Yilchot Hatzer, Batzer, the Rotachar Bechad. Purim Mitzrichalei. Ma the tema nigzar mishum the rabba. Kamash malai. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi chayav adam lekrot et hamegila v'layla v'shnota b'yom. Shenemar Elohai ekra yomam v'lo ta'ane v'layla v'lo dumiyali. So v'minah l'mekariya v'layla and then l'mitu matnitin ira v'yamam. Amin lo Rabbi Yirmiya na. L'dini v'fashr v'min rupchia baraba g'gondam re'in she evor parshat ada v'tnaya. Itmanam yom Rabbi chayav omar ula bira. Chayav adam nekrot et hamegila v'layla v'shnota b'yom. Shenemar l'ma'an yizamercha chavod v'lo yidon. Hashem lo kare de olam odeka. אלא שהכבורים מקימים ליום הכניסה מרבי חנינא החכמים התחילו על הכבורים להיות מקימים ליום הכניסה כדי שיספקו מים ומזון לאחיהם בכרכים. Are you trying to tell me that I can't do the כרכים אבו? ועוצם חל להיות בשני כבורים והירות גבוהות כבורים בו ביום. ואם היית that it's for the sake of the בני הכבורים, for the sake of the בני הכרכים, לכתובו ליום הכניסה. That's because it comes up to be on the 10th. That's why I took the Rabbana. Toshva, how do you become me? She kvar my yorot gedol v'korim bo bayon. V'im ita v'iktim al yom ha-kvisa. In that case, it's a chadah sorbu. That's because mi yom ha-kvisa al yom ha-kvisa lo dachina. Toshva, om rabbi yorai matai v'makom shenich lasim v'shenio v'chamishim. ואם בכל שנה ושנה, מה כל שנה ושנה, אין לדעתין העירות ממקומן, אף כאן לא ידעו העירות ממקומן, שאני אחת לא אפשר. ורבי, מה הייתה אמא? רבי סזרוק, בכל שנה ושנה, מין? מה כל שנה ושנה, אין העירות נדעכים ממקומן, אף כאן לא ידעו העירות ממקומן. ואם בכל שנה ושנה, מה כל שנה ושנה, העירות קודמות ומוקפין, אף כאן נעמי, העירות קודמות ומוקפין, שאני אחת לא אפשר. מה רבי עושים? לתאי, חל להיות בערב שבת, מוקפים וקברים מקדימים ליום הכניסה, והעירות גדולות קוראים בו ביום. רבי יוסי אומר, אין מוקפים קודמים לעירות, אלא אלו ואלו קוראים בו ביום. זה מה הייתה ניתן לגמרי? תכתיב כל שנה ושנה. מה כל שנה ושנה העירות ב-14? וזמנו של זה או לא זמנו של זה. אף כאן העירות remain ב-14, but we need to make sure that זמנו של זה לא זמנו של זה. Therefore, we're going to have to go back to the יום הכניסה for the מוקפות. ויאמר, בכל שנה ושנה, מה כל שנה ושנה הם מוקפים? קודמין לעיירות אף כאן, הם מוקפים קודמין לעיירות? בקידו, שאני אך לא אפשר. מה איתן רבי יוסי? יסס, בכל שנה ושנה כלולי מין, מה כל שנה ושנה הם מוקפים קודמין לעיירות? אף כאן הם מוקפים קודמין לעיירות? I why not say בכל שנה ושנה, מה כל שנה ושנה, זמנו של זה, לא זמנו של זה, אף כאן, זמנו של זה, לא זמנו של זה? לא, שאני אך לא אפשר. You trying to tell me ready out there rot with the Yom Knisa? Ratanya, khal yot be shabbat kvarim magdim li Yom Knisa. I rot good all the remember of Shabbos mukafot kamal machan. Was ready on there on there ani once nit ku I rot me the command. So let him go all the way back to Yom Knisa. No, here's Rebbe saying you do go back to Yom Knisa. Hashta. Hatam zmanam shabbat. So the nit ku yit ku. Barach zmanam er shabbat. Come on, azor am rab kav am rabuna.
When you say akol nidachim, I mean, you certainly can't mean literally akol nidachim. Why wouldn't the mukafot read the way they always do?
Ha'ika mukafin da'avni l'mocha. Ela, meaning, kol ha'nidche nidachel yom ha'kisam. Kemah, that's kerebi. Anyway, but everybody takes for granted that the kulei ha'miya ha'megillah b'shabbat lo karin. Why not? Oh, my rabbi, it's the same thing we have by shofar, you know. Lakol chayav mikriyat ha'megillah. Ein akol bekiyam mikriyat ha'megillah. Gzir Hashem yitana b'yadah. Yelach etzol bakim limod. Yavirena arba amod b'rushat ha'rabim. V'ayna taim ed ha'shofar. V'ayna taim ed lulav. Rabbi Yosef omer, no. It's part of the whole nature of that krakona. It's a shenem shel aniyim nisrod v'ikra ha'megillah.